Sports Today with Peter Vlahos and Brad Hardy. And earlier today, before he caught a flight, of course, to return to Perth after that fantastic weekend in Victoria, I spoke to Ross Lyon, the coach of the Fremantle Dockers. Ross, thanks for joining us.
No problems.
A golden start, hasn't it, the first 2 weeks? Could it have gone any better?
Oh, yeah. Well, you can always play better. So, but look, ultimately, you know, the points are what counts. So we got two good victories and, you know, we're looking to improve our footy still. So, yeah, it's, yeah, it could have gone a lot better. But, yeah, I thought we improved again on the weekend.
Just having a look, Ken, before we look at the weekend and the game in particular, of course, late news today regarding your pint-sized forward, Hayden Ballantyne, offered 2 weeks. Again, a little speed bump on the road.
Yeah, look, it's 2 weeks, so that'll go pretty quick. We'd love him playing, but, you know, as it sort of says, the second decision all happens really quickly. So, look, at the end of the day, we'd prefer Hayden playing than not playing, but someone else gets an opportunity.
Are you still comfortable the way he attacks the football and the way he plays, Ross, knowing that there is that element of risk every now and then?
Oh, I love the way Hayden plays, but they haven't made a perfect player yet, so we're all trying to improve our decision-making and, yeah, fully supportive of Hayden.
So the club will no doubt look at it very intently, but at this stage you're probably resigned to the
fact... No, there'd be no appeal. That I wouldn't have thought. I thought it'll be the 2 weeks and move on.
Okay, let's move on to the game itself. Obviously pleased with a 2-0 start, but even more pleasing, I suppose, at the 10-minute mark of the third quarter, Ross. Geelong was seemingly challenging with within 5 points, but the team responded magnificently to finish that term off and the game.
Yeah, correct. Look, to be fair, we dominated to half-time and hadn't quite converted, so we should have had a little bit more of a buffer. Sometimes the scoreboard can be misleading. I mean, the amount of entries and shots. But in saying that, we needed to do what we did, and I thought the response was quite powerful and played some very good football.
Similarly, you support the week before. You know, you dominated inside 50 count, but I see you found improvement after half-time with the efficiency in that area on the weekend.
Yeah, we had some good leads and hit some good targets and also under pressure put it to some percentage spots. So it all panned out well. You know, the ground level support was good and the talls did their job. So, and the midfielders pushed hard forward pretty much. So, yeah, that's something we'll keep working on.
Regarding your forward line, Ross, you know, Matt Taberner was interesting. I think they got more comfortable with him as the game went on. How did you view the way the workings of the forward line with the likes of Pavlich and Clark and co?
You're right. I think the longer it went, the more he fitted in. So, you know, when the game on his belt, it'd be better for the run. And, you know, the extra height was really handy. It was the right selection. And he brought the ball to ground a few times and let Walters and Ballantyne and those guys do their work. So, look, he's an impressive young man that works really hard. He'll have his ups and downs. There's all young players. But, yeah, he's heading in the right direction.
So what did you see and what did you like about the fact of Matt Taberner? Were you hoping that maybe he'd work into the game a bit earlier than he actually did?
No, not particularly. I mean, forward's job is to kick goals and see them kick. So we were seeing them kicked and plenty of opportunities. And, yeah, I thought he played his part, you know, right throughout.
Mm. Zach Clark, any further word on him with the posterior? You're saying that it doesn't seem to be too bad. Have you heard any word on that?
No, not particularly. I'm in Melbourne, so I'll get a full report when I get back into the club tomorrow. But, yeah, we're certainly not overly concerned.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can we just update where maybe Zach Dawson is at the moment and Alex Silvani?
Yeah, they're just in long-term rehab, really. So it won't be available this week, but hopefully in the ensuing weeks at some point they'll be available. But I couldn't give you a precise date. Mm.
Ross, we get excited about it. You know, the sides have had great weekends, so no doubt it builds up for a fantastic derby come this weekend. Are you warming to what it's all about and what it means to this side of the country?
Oh, I'm very aware and understand, you know, it's a two-team town and, you know, each club likes to win. So but I also know the past results, last 5-1, are going to count for nothing. I think what's significant is West Coast have found very good form. You know, playing very good football, kicked lots of goals. So we know up for a big challenge.
And no doubt the forward line kicked Josh Kennedy's performance, you know, with the likes of Nick Nat and Lysett. They do offer something up forward, don't they?
Yeah, look, they're very dangerous. I think Kennedy's a star. Nick Nat knew he's a star. You know, Lacroix's a star. So, you know, and Lysett's a good young ruck forward. So, yeah, well, look, we're going to have our hands full, you know, sort of combating the Eagles.
Ross, just a couple of final questions before we let you go and board that flight. A lot of talk about Nat Fyfe. I know you made comment of it at the after-match press conference, but the superlatives continue. How do you measure where he sits in relation to other great players that you've coached? You know, the likes of Pav and Nick Riewoldt and these sort of players.
Well, to be truthful, I don't spend any time on it. I don't sit there and compare Nat to anyone. I just see Nat Fyfe and my job is to coach him. And obviously he's, you know, dual Doig medalist at a young age. So he's a very competent player. But he's got marked improvement in him. It's not my role to sit back and compare him. And, you know, and everyone's got their own strengths and weaknesses. And Nat's far from the perfect player. He's got plenty of things to work on. And Nathan acknowledges that. As well as we do, and he's working hard on it. If you come down and watch him train, he's always working on his marking and his kicking and his tackling. So, yeah, he would come out of that knowing I had a few high tackles and, you know, my touch could have been better and my kicking could have been a little bit better. So all of those things, you know, if you can keep smoothing off those rough edges, he should get better and better.
And just finally, I suppose there's some players you love coaching. Is he one player you just enjoy coaching?
Oh, look, I enjoy coaching full stop. It's not really about specific individuals. It's about all my players. So, obviously, some play bigger parts than others. But, yeah, so Nathan's really good to work with.
And at the Derby this week, do you envisage, after what was a very impressive performance against the Cats, and no doubt Ballantyne won't be available, and we have to wait and see what happens with Zach Clark. Other than that, do you forecast any major changes?
Oh, I think unlikely, major. But Hayden's a forced change, so that creates the opportunity for someone else. Crozier and Mzungu have travelled, and Connor Blakely and Duffy have been in good form in the seconds, along with Waller and Langdon. So, yeah, look, the team that did the job the last few weeks will be the majority of it, but just because you play on the weekend doesn't guarantee you next week either.
Safe flight back, Ross. Thanks for your time
this
afternoon.
Cheers, mate.
Catch you soon.